The following program is being brought to you on the Seventh Wave Network. For more information about our network and to check our additional show hosts and topics of interest, please visit SeventhWaveNetwork.com. The Voice America Talk Radio Network is the worldwide leader in live internet talk radio. Visit voiceamerica.com. The views and ideas expressed on the following program are strictly those of the host or guests and do not necessarily reflect the views and ideas held by the Voice America Talk Radio Network, its staff, and management. Welcome to Guidance from Above. You are not alone with Joe Homar. Joe will serve as your guide on the path to wellness by bringing you angelic awareness and healing as you seek self-discovery and connection to spirit. Now, here's Joe Homar.
Hello, everyone, and thank you for joining me today on my show, Guidance from Above, You're Not Alone. This is your host, Joe Homar, and today I have a special guest, Dori Dezinski. Dori is a nationally certified licensed professional counselor in private practice in the historic Collinsville section of Canton. She has taught a variety of spiritually focused classes around Connecticut and into Massachusetts since 1998. She is also a certified debriefer for those suffering from PTSD. Dori taught at the Institute of Healing Arts and Sciences for 3 years and is president of the Connecticut Holistic Association. She is editor and publisher of the Door Opener magazine. Please visit Dori's website at www.doridezinski, and that is DORYDZINSKI.com, and also at www.dooropenermagazine.com, or you can email her at doridezinski@comcast.net. Please join me as I welcome Dori. Hi, Dori, are you there? I'm well, thank you.
Good.
Thank you so much for joining us today.
My pleasure. Thanks for the opportunity. I appreciate it.
Oh, you're welcome. I'm so excited for you to be sharing with us today your knowledge on the topic of not only dream interpretation, but also some angel stories and other synchronicities that you have for us today.
Oh my gosh, I can go on and on. many stories.
That's good. It was so nice to meet up with you last month at the Astrological Society New Age Fair in Old Weathersfield.
Yeah, we were neighbors. That was a lot of fun.
Yeah, that was good. You got to see my new knitting.
I know. How's it coming?
It's coming okay.
Beautiful. And I love your angels.
Oh, thank you so much.
Crystal angels, they are exquisite.
Oh, thank you so much.
Yeah,
you're so kind.
Stunning. Yep.
I know you have quite a background, so I would like to begin the show with you telling us a little bit about yourself and how you got started in the work that you do.
You know, I was thinking about that. How do I get into these things that I get into? And I almost feel like I live a life of following the breadcrumbs, you know? Mm-hmm. Out of college, I started working at a law firm when I was 18 years old. And that was really, really instrumental in me becoming who I am now and doing the things that I do. Over the 25 years that I was there, the clients would call. Now, this is a personal injury law firm that handles very, very serious things, things like the lottery shootings and, you know, the big things that happen in Connecticut. And I started to notice a trend of the clients calling and spending more time talking to me and not asking questions about their case or anything like that. So I start to say, maybe I'm a good listener. Maybe I'm helping them in some way. So that prompted me to look at counseling, a counseling degree. Mm-hmm. So my last 5 years at the law firm, I was pursuing that, my master's at St. Joe's, and I left the law firm on the day of my 25th anniversary of when I had started. Mm-hmm. And for people who are in a job that may not be their soul connection, mm-hmm. at least have something else that does provide that soul connection. As much as I love, and I still love the firm, I refer people, they are, you know, creme de la creme, real top notch. But I had a list of months, 18 months, on my refrigerator, my countdown. I knew I didn't belong there anymore. I did my job well, but my heart wasn't in it anymore, which wasn't fair to anybody, you know, myself or them. So every month I would cut off, June. So then I would just have May on, and then I would cut off May, and cut off July, and cut off August. And I began to physically see the countdown to when I was leaving. And it was bittersweet. And I launched from there into my counseling practice. And I do primarily grief counseling, grief and loss. That's the focus. And while I have a traditional counseling degree, I have a very, very thick spiritual stripe. So it's very common for my clients to talk with me about signs from their loved ones and contact from their loved ones and various synchronicities and things like that in their lives and soul contracts and past lives and all of that, which I love. I love. If I was in a box and just had to do like cognitive behavioral therapy and all that clinical stuff, I don't think I would be as happy as I am. So that was great.
Yeah, it really makes a difference to do what you truly love to do.
Oh, makes all the difference in the world.
Absolutely. And you help so many people in so many different ways.
Mm. I try.
Yeah. Yeah. You know, there's the whole spiritual aspect to it.
Yeah.
There's the whole mental aspect to it, the physical.
Yep. And so a year and a half before I finished my counseling degree, Connecticut Holistic Health Association doesn't exist anymore, but I was president for a couple years way back then, and John Rowe was the treasurer, so we had a lot of officer meetings together. And one day he said, let's go have lunch at Elizabeth Park. I'm like, okay, cool. And he told me that he was winding down with the door opener, which at that point he had had for 17 years, the door opener being the magazine of Connecticut on spirituality, holistic health, and metaphysics. And he wanted to know if I would take it over. And thank God I was sitting down on a bench because I felt like he was saying, could you care for my firstborn child? You know, because that was his heart and soul. So I was taken aback, and I said yes and no at the same time. Yes, I wanted it, but I had to wait a year and a half to get my master's first. So that's what happened, and I've had it for almost 12 years now.
Wow.
And, you know, that's another way that I feel very satisfied to help people in the holistic and spiritual communities, where the whole focus is on community. And as people go through spiritual emergence and, learning new ways of being in the world, they will often shed old relationships, which may lead to loneliness. They can't talk about some of these things. I'm tempted to call them fringe, but they're not anymore. You know, past lives isn't really a fringe topic anymore.
Mm-hmm.
As people in the community will say, this stuff, in quotes. So we basically provide community for people of like-minded spiritualities. So that's another way to help people.
Absolutely. And the magazine, for those who may not have viewed it, it has fantastic articles in it, written by those in the industry, and that is accessible online, correct, Dori?
Yeah, over the last 2 years, now we have the whole magazine up online in full color, mm-hmm. as we're trending more toward, all this technology and not holding something physical.
Right.
We've been able to offer our advertisers, you know, full color and accessibility on different, different like iPads and,
yep. mm-hmm.
you know, all that kind of stuff. Keeping up with the trend.
Mm-hmm. And so I'm sure a lot of your clients or some of your clients come to you in regards to the topic of dream interpretation, what we're talking about today.
Absolutely.
So can we, can you tell us about dream interpretation and what it is, how it happens, and why do we dream?
Yeah. I actually did a segment on Better Connecticut and spent about an hour and a half with Scott Haney prior to the show interpreting his dreams.
That must have been fun.
Oh, it was fun. I love him. He's such a real human being. I just adore him. Dreams are basically a conversation you're having with yourself. So you need to either, well, let's see, let's approach it this way. There are many, many different ways to interpret dreams. There's different schools of thought on the way we look at them. Through every school, I would say the expert on the dream is the dreamer. So, for example, if you have a dream about a spider and I have a dream about a spider, one of us might have a horrifying experience and it's a dream of fear and it's a dream of, you know, something's coming after me, it's going to bite me. But the other one might have a spiritual belief about a spider as a totem animal and it's an element of, oh my gosh, that means wonderful things are coming to me and I'm so glad to see my spider because I had a connection with spider in my youth and it reminds me of my grandparents, you know, so the expert really truly is the dreamer. Dreams can occur on a conscious level, taken information from our conscious level, our subconscious and our unconscious. For example, I had a weird thing happen. If we have time, I'll tell you about expo mm-hmm. thing that happened to me last night, which caused me to have a nervous night of sleep, let me put it that way, which is not usual for me. Now, I would have expected to have bad dreams last night, fearful dreams, dreams about something falling through, and that would come from the conscious level because that's something that actually happened in my daytime life. Mm-hmm. The subconscious level, our messages we're giving ourselves, they come from, subconscious holds our belief systems. It's pretty much the operating system of us. All of our personal beliefs, our go-tos, our defaults. Unconscious is kind of that Jungian content, those crazy dreams that make no sense. And you look at the monsters and all those things down there deep. Jungian content, Freudian content. Both of those levels can contain metaphors as well as conscious. So, you know, you look at something that's either literal, metaphoric. For example, my daughter, this is a perfect example. The other day my daughter came down and she said, oh my God, I had this dream that I was holding this huge machine gun and just shooting. Now, you know, in light of Sandy Hook and in light of all the things that are going on in the world, you know, one could say, oh, my God, you know, what are the violent tendencies that reside within you? Who are you shooting at? And what are you doing with a gun? Well, she had just seen Guardians of the Galaxy the night before. Mm-hmm. So, you know, that's a very literal, that's a very conscious level. She saw a movie with machine guns, so they appeared in the dream. So there's nothing metaphoric or symbolic about that. Right. We have prophetic dreams. My mother used to have prophetic dreams, but she had a lot of fear around intuition and things of this nature, so she never told anybody about her dreams. I would have loved to have talked to her about it. That would have been so interesting, but she was too scared. Mm-hmm. Another way to interpret dreams is we are all parts of the dream. So if you're running, you are the one who's running, but you're also the one who's chasing. Mm-hmm. And then we have communication from another realm. You know, when someone passes away, they'll come visit us. They'll appear in our dreams. They'll give us messages. They'll smile. They'll reveal the way they look presently, all bright and white and sunny, and that gives us great comfort. Mm-hmm. And they give us messages. So there's a lot of different ways to interpret dreams.
Okay.
I'm sorry. Do we have to take a break?
We do need to take a break. So we're just going to pause there for a moment, and we're going to take a short commercial break. This is Joe Homar, and you listen to Guidance from Above, You're Not Alone. We'll be back soon to further our discussion with Dori Dzinski.
the Voice America Seventh Wave Channel. For a full list of services and events, visit BountifulBlessingsCT.com. Joe Homar visits with clients in person in Connecticut or by remote session. She is an integrated energy therapy master instructor, Reiki master teacher, spiritual counselor, medical intuitive, and medium. Sign up for Joe's newsletter, submit manifestation notes, and visit her shop for handmade energized crystal angels. Restore balance on the emotional, physical, mental, and spiritual level. Joe can meet you where you are in your own process of healing. Visit BountifulBlessingsCT.com today.
Are you moving at the speed of everything else? If you are, then you probably don't seem to have the time to connect to your inner spirit, voice, and power. Haven't you wanted to connect with yourself again? Tune in to Intuitively Speaking with host Shauna Gulbrand. You'll be empowered to get reacquainted with who you are. You can find your sense of purpose, learn, and heal with Shauna. This awareness can affect your life and those around you. Intuitively Speaking airs live on Mondays at 5 p.m. Eastern Time, 2 p.m. Pacific on the Voice America 7th Wave Channel.
The Voice America 7th Wave Channel. Be extraordinary. Be the change. You are tuned in to Guidance from Above. You are not alone. To reach Joe Homar or today's guest, please call in to 1-866-472-5795. Again, that's 1-866-472-5795. Or if you prefer, send Joe an email to joe@bountifulblessingsct.com. Now, back to Guidance from Above. You are not alone.
Welcome back to Guidance from Above. You're not alone. This is your host, Joe Homar, and today we have our special guest, Dori Dzinski, sharing with us her wisdom as it relates to dream interpretation. More about Dori and her services can be found on her website, www.doridzinski.com and www.dooropenermagazine.com. And Dori's last name is spelled D-Z-I-N-S-K-I. Welcome back, Dori.
Thank you.
So as we continue our discussion around dream interpretation, can you tell us about house and what that represents in dreams?
Yeah, house is an important dream image. Typically, house represents us and the various facets of us. So each room would be a different component of our personality. And typically, attic and cellar are the more hidden places. So if you these are often, not always, but often somewhat recurrent dreams. And I happen to be an experiencer of this phenomenon, if you will. I'll talk about that in a second. When we go down into a basement in a house or up into the attic, it's a very optimistic image that we're looking to explore hidden parts of ourselves. We're looking to uncover something that's maybe been hidden away for a while, something that's definitely there, definitely part of us, but we're ready to face it. So if you find yourself, you know, walking downstairs, even if it's scary, even if there's cobwebs and dust and all sorts of things, it's still a very optimistic image that you're going to come face to face with something about yourself that you're ready to reclaim, you're ready to face and integrate into your life right now. My house is, I have this dream probably once every 5 or 6 years, and it's a combination of different houses, literally, this is what I picture, different houses that I've lived in throughout my life. So there would be the porch of one house, and the living room of another house, and there's an exterior hallway of a house I never lived in, but I used to visit. And then there's this big barn, and it's a very, very expansive, and there's not a lot in it. And when I dream about that, it kind of says to me, okay, you've got all this space, in other words, all this potential, and there's room for something new. You're going to explore something new. You're going to use up some of your the space that I have available to me in my life. So when I get really excited when I have that dream, and it's actually a very comforting dream to me. I feel very, very good imagining that dream. Some people who are grieving, they will imagine opening a door to a new room and walking into that room and discovering sunshine and brightness and maybe white curtains or a white bedspread, something that's very light and very comforting. So that's a nice indication of a healing process through the grief. Hmm. So, house is really a very cool image.
Yeah, so I didn't know that about the attic and the cellar, so thank you for sharing that with us.
Yeah, of course.
Yeah, that's good to know. So, a lot of times when people wake up in the morning, there's people that remember parts of their dreams, but not the full dream, and some people remember the whole dream. Can you shed a little bit of light on that?
Yeah, a lot of people say they don't dream, but in actuality, we all dream. There's always brain activity. My recommendation is train yourself. Some people, it comes naturally that they remember the dream, but for the majority of people, it does not. Mm-hmm. So to actually have a pad of paper and a pen bedside, mm-hmm. And now this requires real commitment and real dedication. If you wake up in the middle of the night, if the dream wakes you up, turn on the light and write down some notes. Alternatively, have a recorder and voice record some of the images that you could recall. Colors are relevant. Your feelings, how did you feel witnessing this dream, that's relevant, as much as you could possibly remember. In the stillness of the morning, when you first wake up, don't move and see if you could remember. Just remain in that state. As soon as we start to move and the body starts paying attention or the mind starts paying attention to the body, making movements, I'm stiff, I need to stretch, I need to untangle myself, you know, whatever it happens to be, we start straying away from the dream and distracting ourselves. So it's very, very important for the person who really wants to commit to dream recordings in a dream journal or something. You got to do the hard work and wake yourself up and really be dedicated to taking those notes.
Yeah, I definitely keep pad and paper, you know, and pen on my nightstand.
Absolutely.
And I find that, you know, I'll wake up in the morning, I'll say to my husband, oh, man, I dreamt about this, you know, and this was going on. And he's like, yeah, I vaguely remember something, but I don't, you know, I don't know what it was.
But see, that's another way to do it, is to speak it out loud. Mm-hmm. When we speak it out loud, like if there's another person there, you know, immediately say, I had this great dream, or even if there's nobody there, speak it out loud, and you will hear yourself, you know, reciting the facts of the dream and perhaps commit it to memory that way.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, definitely.
They're very revealing, very telling.
Yeah, it is. And I'm just thinking back to what you said before we went on commercial break about like watching TV like before you go to bed, and you know, your daughter and the dream that she had because of the show she was watching. And I remember it wasn't, you know, I think it was like last week I was watching Bizarre Foods on the Food Network channel. And
oh no, with Andrew Zimmer?
Yeah. And I had the weirdest dream about eating the weirdest things.
Absolutely. Now, that's a dream from the conscious level.
Right.
Yep.
And I woke up, and I was like, oh, that was not good.
Yeah, yuck.
And my husband was like, you talked about what? And I was like, I'm just telling you what I remember.
Right,
you know.
Right.
Yep. I won't be watching that show before I go to bed anymore.
I don't know how he eats the things he does. It's wow. Scorpions and tarantulas.
Oh, I know.
A braver man than I.
Yeah. So, you know, a lot of times, like, people mention about their dreams that they were either losing their teeth or that they were, you know, kicking in their sleep. Can you shed some light on what our dreams are trying to tell us in regards to that?
Well, it's all in how you would interpret it. Now, there's so many different ways. It could be the literal interpretation, teeth. Now, I know several people who are undergoing teeth problems right now. So if they had a dream about teeth, it's probably fear over an upcoming root canal or something like that. Teeth are part of the first chakra. Okay, so that's the hard parts of our body, the skeletal system, the bone, the teeth, the jaw. So for chakra being safety, security, tribe, those things, those notions.
Mm-hmm.
Teeth, we could look at wives' tales. Teeth, a dream of someone losing a tooth in wives' tale meant an impending death. I don't choose to look at that, but when I worked at the law firm, there was a girl who would dream of someone losing teeth, and sure enough, within the next week, someone she knew passed away. So that's, a symbolic / prophetic dream for her. Also, teeth. If you lost a tooth, you would lose your ability to grind up your food. You wouldn't be eating as well, so there's a nutritional aspect to it. Teeth are also located in the area of the fifth chakra of communication, which has three different aspects: the way we listen to others, the way we put out our ideas and speak clearly, and the rapport, the conversational piece of us. So there's many, many different ways. So I would ask the dreamer, the number one question, the first question is, what does it mean to you, if anything? And then we go from there.
Okay, that makes sense.
Mm-hmm.
And a lot of people, when they describe their dreams, some people describe their dreams in black and white. Some of them describe it in color. Is there a significant difference between the two?
Who knows?
Right.
Yeah, I don't know if it makes any difference whether it's something about the way the organ of the brain puts things together.
Right. Yeah. I remember the first time someone mentioned that to me, like they dream in black and white, and I was like, what? Because I've always jumped in color, so I thought everyone jumped in color until
I
started.
And I dreamed both. And I don't know, why would one be in black and white and the other in color?
Mm-hmm.
What I could guess off the top of my head would be, if you don't typically dream in color and all of a sudden there's a dream with color, those colors are significant.
Yeah.
As spiritually based people can look at the colors of the chakra mm-hmm. system. And, if something's orange, it means something. And if it's blue, it means something else. Mm-hmm. So that's the relevance I would give to it.
Right. Okay. All right. So I think before I move on to the next question, we're going to take another short commercial break.
Uh-huh.
This is Joe Holmar, and you're listening to Guidance from Above. You're not alone. We'll be back soon to further our discussion with Dori Dzinski.
This is the Voice America 7th Wave Channel. For a full list of services and events, visit bountifulblessingsct.com. Joe Holmar visits with clients in person in Connecticut or by remote session. She is an integrated energy therapy master instructor, Reiki master teacher, spiritual counselor, medical intuitive, and medium. Sign up for Joe's newsletter, submit manifestation notes, and visit her shop for handmade energized crystal angels. Restore balance on the emotional, physical, mental, and spiritual level. Joe can meet you where you are in your own process of healing. Visit bountifulblessingsct.com today.
We all hold a spiritual database, as it were, within our hearts and souls. But at times, it can be difficult to access this resource. On Akashic Therapy, unlock the records of your soul. Host Amanda Romania will help you to tap into this valuable part of our subconscious. Once you've done this, you can open up your life to a far greater happiness like you've never experienced before. Become a messenger for change and a higher purpose. Tune in to Akashic Therapy, Wednesdays at 11 a.m. Pacific Time, 2 p.m. Eastern Time on the Voice America 7th Wave channel.
Be visionary. This is the Voice America 7th Wave channel. You are tuned in to Guidance from Above. You are not alone. To reach Joe Homar or today's guest, please call in to 1-866-472-5795. Again, that's 1-866-472-5795. Or if you prefer, send Joe an email to joe@bountifulblessingsct.com. Now, back to Guidance from Above. You are not alone.
Welcome back to Guidance from Above. You're not alone. This is your host, Joe Homar. And today we have our special guest, Doris Dzinski, sharing with us her wisdom as it relates to dream interpretation. More about Dori and her services can be found on her websites, DoriDzinski.com and DoorOpenerMagazine.com. Welcome back, Dori.
Thanks, Joe. Excited
You're welcome.
To be here for the second half.
Yay! It goes by fast, doesn't it?
Very fast. Yeah.
So before we went on break, we were discussing dream interpretation. But for this segment of the show, I would like to switch gears a little bit and talk about spiritual awakening and get into some of these angel stories that you have for us today.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
So I understand you have one that you're looking to share with us.
Well, it's my favorite. And, you know, people say, well, when did you get involved in all this stuff? And I think this is probably the story that shows my time frame. I never really explored or thought much about angels growing up. I believed in them all along, but didn't think about contact or anything like that. When I first graduated with my associates years ago, this was back late 70s, and oh, people are going to do the math now. I think I was about 20, almost 21, and my best friend at the time, Susan, she and I went to Ireland. And, you know, 20, 21-year-olds running around Ireland, you know, it's never a good thing.
It could be dangerous.
We didn't know what we were doing. We were, you know, times were different back then. So we rented this tiny little red car. And in Ireland, the streets are so narrow. You don't know if you're driving down a street or you're driving down a driveway. We were just driving all over the place. We had no reservations. We just stayed in B&Bs. So this one particular late afternoon, we found an interesting street. And we're driving down. And it was going through the woods, and it's twisting, and it's turning, and it's twisting, and it's turning. And we get to a fallen tree that's right across the road. And, of course, you know, we're superheroes, so we got out of the car. We're just going to drag the tree off and remove it from the road and continue on. This tree was huge. I don't know what we were thinking, but there's no way we can move that tree. Now, the road was so narrow, there was no way for us to turn around, so we had to drive backwards. Going back up this little street. I was the navigator. Sue was driving, so I was giving her directions. Go left, go right, go left, go right. Inevitably, we got ourselves stuck in a ditch. One of our back tires went into a ditch. So we got stuck. So we get out of the car, and we tried everything to get our car out. We tried to lift the car. Like we could, you know, two fresh graduates, wimpy little girls could lift a car out of a ditch. That didn't work. We tried to lever it with a stick. We tried to floor it. We tried to push it. We tried to pull it. We tried everything. Starting to get dark now. The sun is setting, and we were nowhere near the main road. So now we started to get scared. We're like, how are we going to get out? Should we walk? What are we supposed to do? And we heard clip, clop, clip, clop. And back in the day, and I'm sure still, common means of transportation in Ireland is a horse and buggy, horse and wagon. So down comes this guy with his horse and his little wagon. He's like, what's the matter, girl? Is he in trouble? And we're like, oh, my God, a car's stuck in the ditch. And we're going on and on. And he says, don't worry, calm down. I'll just unhook the horse, hook it to the car, pull you out, and which he did in, you know, a nanosecond. And he pulled the car right out. So it was wonderful. And he hooked the horse back up to the wagon and proceeded down the road. Mm-hmm. So we're celebrating and laughing, and we're so relieved. And then all of a sudden we just stopped and we looked at each other and we said, hey, he went back down the road. So, of course, we're 2021. What are you going to do? You got to go back down the road and find out where he went, because he must have found a cutoff. There must have been, you know, a street off to the side or some well-worn path or something. So we went really slow. I was looking on one side, she was looking on the other, and we came to the fallen tree again. And there was no horse and wagon, there was no path, there were no cutoffs to the side. And we just promptly forgot about that. So 8 years later, I guess that was the time, mid-80s, that was the time I needed to awaken and realize the presence of angels. I was at a party called a home decor party. People of my age, people in their 50s will remember, we would gather at people's homes and go around the circle with tchotchkes, framed things and little statues, and everybody would say, ooh, that's so pretty, and pass it to the next person. And a statue of an angel came to me. And I didn't know anybody at this party. I knew the person who gave it, the homeowner, but I didn't know anybody else. So I'm sitting there holding this angel statue, and all of a sudden the memory of this event just rushed into my head, and I'm sitting there and I went, oh my God. And people are looking at me, did you break it? You broke the statue. And I'm like, no, I just remembered something. And I just sat there looking at this angel statue, and I started telling people this story, and to this day I cannot figure out where he went. And you know, an angelic presence is all I can come up with.
Absolutely. Because as you were telling me the story, like, I knew right where it was leading, because I had like goosebumps like from my ears all the way down.
Oh, yeah. Really cool.
That's an awesome experience.
Yeah.
So, and good for you for realizing it and acknowledging it.
That took a while. I guess I'm a late bloomer.
That's okay.
Yeah. 30 years later, I'm still, you know, still a believer, even way more than I was before. I look for it all the time. I know beyond the shadow of a doubt we're surrounded by angels constantly.
Yes.
Yeah.
They're always here to guide us and protect us.
Yep.
So well, do you have some other synchronicities that you would like to share with us?
I love. So I guess that was my spiritual emergence. So when you emerge, you kind of enter the flow of the universe. Some kicking and screaming, some more gracefully than others. I don't remember my flow back then. I think it was okay. Some of the cool stuff, I remember my very first counseling class at St. Joe's back in 1997, I think, was a class, just a generic counseling class, and the instructor said, okay, everybody in the class, pick a topic, you're going to do a 20-minute presentation. So, you know, people are picking depression, anxiety, and bipolar, and schizophrenia, and all those sorts of things, and I picked forgiveness. And he's looking at me, and he goes, that's not really a, you know, disorder or classification or anything, but hey, do it anyway. Let's see what it turns into. So when I did this little tiny presentation, I included a meditation at the end, and half the class was crying, and I was shocked. I'm like, oh my God, what is this? And some people said, you know, this is really good. You should take this on the road, so to speak. And I'm thinking, where's the road? Where would I take this? So I thought, okay, well, you know, I don't teach. I've never taught anything. So maybe I should start out with, like, an adult ed class or a credit-free something or other, continuing ed. So I called West Hartford, continuing ed or adult ed, and I said, hi, my name is Dori Dzinski, and I have this forgiveness workshop that I have to offer. I was wondering if you were interested. And they said, sure, what date would you like to offer that? And I didn't know what to say because they didn't ask me, what are your credentials? What is the class? You know, go, you know, give us a syllabus of what the class is about. Nothing. They just said, what's the date? I'm like, I don't know. when can I do it? So that, it was so easy. And that was the very first class I taught. Mm-hmm. And it's been kind of that easy from then on. I manifest all kinds of stuff, from little things to big things. Like, I remember one class, I've taught at Manchester Community College since 2001, and I remember, I have a house from the 1800s, and the front room on one side of the house used to be this little tiny ballroom, just like five or six couples would fit in it. And my neighbor said, oh, they used to have like little military balls there and stuff. I'm like, that's cool. And it has a big entranceway. And I thought, oh, how pretty it would be to put like a velvet curtain across there with like a rope or something. I love Victorian things and things of that nature. So I had been searching for the right fabric, and I couldn't find anything. And months are going by, and I'm getting discouraged. So I don't even know what class I was teaching at MCC, but I told them this story. And somebody says, oh, you got to go to Osgood's. And I said, I've never heard of that. Where is that? Oh, it's up in Agawam. I'm like, oh, okay. I don't know where that is, but I will make a mental note to Google or MapQuest Osgood's and find out where it is. So an hour later, I'm driving home, and on 84 West, around the Prospect Avenue exit, there's a rotating billboard that has maybe two or three different advertisements at one time. So I glanced over, and there it is. Osgood's, 91 North, exit such and such. I'm like, thank you.
They're just lighting the way for you.
Right there, waiting for me to drive by, right? And then being that this is an old house, there's always things to do, and I have like this lip, this overlapping thing over my garage. And a number of years ago, I said, okay, you know, I got to put some tar paper up there because it looks like it's falling apart and winter's coming and I can't get it fixed yet. So I don't know where, I guess I'd have to go to Home Depot or Lowe's or something and get tar paper. So we have this cool swap shack at our dump in town, and I've gotten a leather chair and a marble table and books and all kinds of cool stuff there. So I'm standing inside the shack one day, and I'm looking at the stuff on the shelves, and I heard this scraping behind me. Accident-prone person that I am, I made a mental note, don't turn around and walk because I'm going to fall right over whatever it was. So I finished looking at the shelves, and I stepped to the side and turned around. I swear to God, a roll of tar paper right in back of me. So I picked it up, and I put it in the car and took it home.
That's so funny.
And I do this like every tag sale season. I love tag sales. And I make a mental note, like every May, I'll think, okay, what do I need this year? You know, and every year I run into it. Mm-hmm. At the tag sales, I find what I'm looking for. And I just love synchronicity. Mm-hmm. And I know you're not really, it's not something that is awe-striking, like, oh my God, I don't believe this, because I completely believe this. Mm-hmm. This is just the flow of the universe and you in that flow. But I'm always so delighted. It's like, there it is. I love this stuff.
Absolutely.
So that is so much fun. So much fun.
All that manifesting that you do and the law of attraction.
And it happens in all categories of life. You know, it happens with people. It happens with resources. You know, we're going to talk about the Soul Light Expo in the next segment, and
yeah. You know, actually this will be a good transition because we need to take another commercial break, so then when we come back from break we'll talk about the expo, so I'm only plenty of time for that for you.
Oh nice. Okay,
so we're going to pause here and take a short commercial break. This is Joe Homar, and you listen to Guidance from Above. You're not alone. We'll be back soon to further our discussion with Dori Dzinski.
Oh,
The Seventh Wave Channel on the Voice America Network. For a full list of services and events, visit BountifulBlessingsCT.com. Joe Homar visits with clients in person in Connecticut or by remote session. She is an integrated energy therapy master instructor, Reiki master teacher, spiritual counselor, medical intuitive, and medium. Sign up for Joe's newsletter, submit manifestation notes, and visit her shop for handmade energized crystal angels. Restore balance on the emotional, physical, mental, and spiritual level. Joe can meet you where you are in your own process of healing. Visit BountifulBlessingsCT.com today. Tune in to Angel Healing Party with Andrea Keller, an angel intuitive, as your guide. Join in on the fun as Andrea channels the angels. You never know who will show up or what they will say. The angels are our guests. Ask them whatever is on your heart. Andrea is a professional healthcare worker and certified angel card reader. She brings her education, personal life experiences, and sensitivity to channeling the angels into every show. Listen every Thursday at 5 p.m. Pacific Time, 8 p.m. Eastern on 7th Wave. Invite meaning and inspiration to your life. This is the Voice America 7th Wave Channel. You are tuned in to Guidance from Above. You are not alone. To reach Joe Homar or today's guest, please call in to 1-866-472-5795. Again, that's 1-866-472-5795. Or if you prefer, send Joe an email to joe@bountifulblessingsct.com. Now, back to Guidance from Above. You are not alone.
Welcome back to Guidance from Above. You're not alone. This is your host, Joe Homar, and today we have our special guest, Dori Dzinski, sharing with us her wisdom as it relates to dream interpretation, angel stories, and synchronicities. More about Dori and her services can be found on her websites, DoriDzinski.com and DoorOpenerMagazine.com. Dori's last name is spelled D-Z-I-N-S-K-I. Welcome back, Dori.
Thanks, Joe.
So as we continue our discussion, we've been covering lots of topics today. I'm so excited.
Yeah, it's fun.
Yeah. But I do want to make sure that I leave enough time for you to share with the listening audience your Soul Light Expo that's coming up in October.
Yes. Our magazine is 29 years old, and we have never had our own expo. We're at everybody else's expo. We have our booth and we give out free magazines and everything, but we've never had one of our own. And we have such a wonderful, talented community. It's about time. So I tried to have this about about 5 years ago, and had a date and everything. And then my ex-husband, he had a kidney transplant. So they arranged for that in the same weekend. And so I canceled the expo, obviously, because that was more important. And by the way, he's cycling 50 miles at a time now. A lot of people were asking up to a couple years afterwards, how's he doing? So I'm happy to report he's doing extremely well.
That's awesome.
So we're back with the expo. We're back Crown Plaza on Sunday, October 19th from 10 to 5. And I am, for a first expo, I am just in awe and in complete gratitude for the wonderful, wonderful things that are coming forward by way of vendors, workshops, teacup raffle prizes. It's going to be so much fun. You're going to be there?
I am. I'll be there exhibiting.
Yep. And we're going to have aura photography with a report. We're going to have an indoor walking labyrinth. Now, a lot of people know what a labyrinth is, but have never had occasion to go out and walk one. So we're going to have a 20, I think it's 20 by 22 feet. It's huge. It's going to be in the middle of the room.
That's awesome. I just did a show on labyrinths a couple weeks ago.
Well, there you go. So everybody knows. Yeah, more information about the labyrinth. Yep. Wonderful thing. We're going to have, if you bring in your day, date of birth, time of birth, and location, the Astrological Society of Connecticut will give you a computerized chart. They'll print out your chart for you to bring home. Nice. We're going to have readers, psychic readers, mediums, angel jewelry. Of course, Mondazzi is going to be there with all his books. He's the largest book retailer in New England, has about 500,000 books in his warehouse. So his prices are amazing on spiritual and holistic and metaphysical books. Wow. We're going to have beautiful, beautiful stones and minerals and fossils. Channeling, people can get sessions with access consciousness bars, Reiki healings, massage therapy, theta healings, biomat sessions. Let's see, some holistic centers are going to be there talking about all their workshops and classes. Oh, card decks are going to be there. Singing bowls and gongs. So vibrational sound healing things, archangel readings, spirit photography, sound healing tools, holistic coaching, and oh my God, it's going to be awesome. Spiritual artwork. So it's going to be a full day. There's 20 workshops to pick from. Many learning to talk to your angels, channeling, connecting with guides. There's one on pet therapy, how to give energy healings to your animals, exploring the possibilities of life after death. There's a dream exploration one, an aura interpretation class, manifesting abundance, laughter yoga, really, really cool stuff. And then we have a whole plethora of raffle prizes. I have two dog charities, actually, that I chose in memory of my two greyhounds, Stormy and Lily. One of the charities is WAG. We adopt greyhounds from Glastonbury. The greyhound is a highly neglected and abused breed of dogs. And only now, within the past few years, have they started to be pets. They don't know how to walk upstairs. They don't know how to walk on a floor. They've lived in cages their entire life, so part of the donation is going to go to WAG and supporting some of the homeless greyhounds while they're waiting for their forever home. And the other half is going to Officer Mark Rudowitz from the Simsbury Police. He is active in collecting things for the military dogs serving in active service overseas. So we're going to make a donation to him so he could send over toys and food and all kinds of things for these dogs who are serving in active duty. So we have gift certificates for healing sessions. We have some CDs. We have a bunch of books, really cool books. We have astrological charts. We have angel pendants, a mineral pendant, spirit writing, Reiki sessions, vibrational sound healing sessions, and oh my gosh, all kinds of stuff.
It's going to be a high energy day.
Oh my God, I'm so excited.
I'm going to bring some grounding stones with me if I'm going to be in that room all day.
just this week, we had somebody sign up who does drumming, and it's not vigorous drumming. It's like background. It's more musical, melodic sort of stuff. So they're going to be providing some of the background environment. Mm-hmm. What else do I want to say? Oh my God, the scare that I have. I have a couple minutes left, right?
About 2 minutes.
2 minutes. Okay. So last night, for some reason, I freaked out. And because the Crown Plaza had not taken my deposit on my American Express card yet.
Oh.
And it's been 3 months since I sent in the contract. So I'm freaking out that the contract was lost in the mail. Oh. You know, I had this moment of oh, my God.
Sheer panic. So,
and I'm thinking, how could this be? I had such strong a strong relationship with the woman who set this up for me. How could she, you know, say to me, or not say to me, geez, the contract never came in, you know, and, right. and gave away the date. I should have known better. Because if you add the numbers of October 19, 2014, the 10192014 comes to 18. You add the 8 and the 1, that's 9. 9 is my number. I'm a triple trinity person. And it's like, of course everything's okay. I'm even having the expo on my number, my number day.
Of course.
And of course, I went there today, and she's like, everything's fine. Everything's fine. You know,
take a breather.
Accounting just takes like months to process the deposit. And I'm like, oh, okay. But I needed to go anyway and just check out the space. And I am just so excited. So if people know a vendor, the vendors are all listed up on our website, www.dooropenermagazine.com. And you just click on Soul Light Expo. We have all the things that are being offered, all the teacup raffle things, all the workshops. If you know a vendor, they're all going to have free admission tickets. And if you don't know a vendor, you could get a 50% off coupon. So it would be $10 for the day for all the workshops. There's five that you could there's 20 total, four at a time. So which translates to about $2 per workshop. Mm-hmm. If you take, you know, fill up the time. If you don't want to do the workshops, it's just $5 to get in. Okay. So, and I would recommend that people come at 10 and just stay until 5 because there's going to be so much to do. And just
Fantastic.
Being in that community, like you said, it's high energy. You know, it's just such a loving community. And I just love these expos. I just love
Absolutely. Them. Yeah, it's a good community. But unfortunately, we're out of time for today.
Okay.
So I want to thank you, Dori, for being a guest on the show.
Thanks for having me.
And you can find out more about Dori and her services at DoriDzinski.com and TheDoorOpenerMagazine.com. And for those in the area, don't forget to stop by the Soul Light Expo October 19th from 10 o'clock to 5 o'clock at the Crown Plaza in Cromwell to see Dori. And I will be there exhibiting also, so stop by my booth for a personal reading or to purchase some handmade crystal angels and labyrinths made by yours truly. And I'll also have a link with information, Dori, about the expo on my website.
Oh, nice. Thank you, Joe.
So if people need to find out some more information, I'll put that link up for you, okay?
Great, thanks.
All right, so thank you again, Dori.
Thank you.
And I thank the listening audience for listening to Guidance from Above. You're not alone. This is your host, Joe Homar. Be well.
Thank you for joining us for Guidance from Above. You are not alone. Join Joe Homar again for another edition next Thursday at 3 p.m. Pacific Time, 6 p.m. Eastern Time, on the Voice America 7th Wave Channel. This week, see what messages await you.